The baseball season is underway, and Rangers opening day was yesterday. The league kicked off another season. The leagues, I guess, Major League Baseball, the two leagues kicked off the day before that. So since it's in full swing, we thought we would talk to one of the legends of the game. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the former Ranger great, the Angels great, the Astros great, the Mets great, Nolan Ryan. Good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, you guys. And I'm just sitting there having a breakfast of wild game. So I still got a little food in my mouth. Sorry about that. It's this meat's kind of tough.
What you got this morning?
Well, I'm having a barbecued condor legs and some anteater jerky, and I'm washing that all down with a tumbler of bull semen. And
wow, my gosh!
And of course, I locally source all my own food.
Right.
I killed a kangaroo last night for my supper.
And, local?
I didn't eat it. I just killed it so I could eat my supper without being bothered by a kangaroo hopping around.
They have kangaroos in the Houston area?
Well, I import them. Yeah, I import them to, so I can have them around in case I want to take one. And, Ruth, she doesn't like approve of my being such an outdoorsman, and but I don't hear her complaining too much about it because I wear ear protection when I'm around her.
Oh.
So that really cuts down the amount of complaints I hear.
Well, it's just one game, but what do you think of the Rangers this year?
Well, Chuck, as you can imagine, I was probably about the biggest Phillies fan in the world yesterday.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Oh, man, that's not right.
I was wearing my Bryce Harper loincloth, and, as I watched the game from my burrow in the unforgiving desert scape of West Texas, and I'm out here. And I got to say, it's hard to get reception out there in West Texas of a game.
Really?
Yeah, I had to add an extra set of rabbit ears to the TV to pull in the broadcast. Of course, then I went ahead and ate the rest of the rabbit, but
I think those would work, and I would hate to explain streaming to you. It probably has different meaning.
Yeah, that's where you're paying for gold, right?
When you do fine. We'll go with that, yeah.
But, as you guys know, and a lot of your readers know, that the Rangers are cursed because they got rid of me from the front office of that organization.
Right.
And so I'm real glad that they're already struggling this year. I think maybe this will teach that little bitch John Daniels a lesson by messing with a strikeout leader.
Boy, you hold a grudge, don't you?
I do, and John tried to engineer a coup to get me out of the Rangers, and he failed miserably. I mean, yeah, he ran me out of there, but ever since, I'd say I got my private revenge on him. Let's just say that they haven't been able to keep a pet alive over there at that Daniels
Colony. Oh, no, come on.
Well, he's not even with the organization anymore. They sell your hot dogs at the ballpark. I don't think there's any rift between
them. They do, and that, and I'm appreciative of that, and I always love the Ranger fans. I just hate John Daniels, and that's why I want the Rangers to keep losing, even though John's not there anymore.
Okay, well, Ranger fans still love you, so they're probably sad to hear that.
Yeah, they're very sad.
Well, I root for the Ranger fans, and I hope they win the World Series. But I'm a little bit frazzled right now because I'm dealing with a situation that's kind of gotten out of control and spun out of my control, I had an incident that was criminal in nature that was visited upon me and my family. Guess who broke into my grain silo and stole over $12 million worth of GMO grain that was ready for market.
Not the snow monkeys.
The dang snow monkeys.
Oh no. Man, they're at it again.
They broke in there and that because they were... Now, I don't know why they had to take all the grain because, from what I understand, they were just breaking in to steal the flash drive that I keep in there with some bikini pics I took the roof at 64.
Keep it in the grain silo.
Yeah. And they took the pictures off the flash drive, and they made a promotional calendar out of them and placed the calendars in a fake tractor store they built to lure me in there so they could jump on my back and hit me.
What an elaborate plan.
So I went ahead and bought a local snow monkey costume and
local
and infiltrated their sleeper cells so that I could win them over before I leading them in a snow monkey rebellion against these AI-powered drones that we got out here.
Gosh.
And knowing that they would be annihilated, and then I would dramatically be the only snow monkey still standing as I stood on a windswept cliff and dramatically removed my oversized snow monkey costume and revealed a 7-time no-hitter hurler with sated revenge in his heart. And that's kind of what I've been going through this morning before breakfast.
You are really motivated by revenge, aren't you?
I am. That's kind of the thing that keeps me going and keeps me throwing my own version of no-hitters at this late stage. I got to go now and that.
Okay. Well, have a good day, Nolan. Thanks for the time to talk baseball, kind of. All right, there he goes, the legend. Nolan Ryan.